All my grandpa did is told me that they're having a walk today.
Leo Nordine doesn't know much about the Healing Circle run walk, but he knows it's important to his grandfather and tribe. The young member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa joined member tribes of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, making the roughly 550-mile trek.
There are runners from each tribe in northern Wisconsin, and they go in a big circle. Some of them will go all the way to Superior and back down.
That's Red Cliff tribal member Julie Gordon. Tribal members set out from the Lacouturay Reservation in Hayward last Saturday. Gordon says the run walk will take them west along the Lake Superior south shore this week.
Each person or group decides how far they want to go, and they have these staffs here that they'll place so that each other group will know where to start and where to end.
Sue Erickson with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says tribes first organized the event 2 decades ago in response to violent protests surrounding members' rights to spearfish off reservation. Red Cliff tribal elder Leo Lafernier says the walk is a sign of solidarity among tribes.
We that are signatories to the treaties, we have to maintain the regulatory end of it very much so that we're not subject to losing. The treaty rights are very dear to us. When we do these things together in a spiritual and in a good way, it keeps us together.
The Healing Circle Run Walk ends Friday when tribal members return to the Lacouturay Reservation. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Red Cliff.